I saw the wildest thing this morning. There, at Tuttle Creek and 3rd, there was, like, the front end of a trailer sitting in the middle of the road.
The front end of a trailer?
Yeah, like the metal that would make up the front of the end of a trailer with the ball on it and everything. And, of course, it was dark, and this was, like, raw materials, not painted or anything, you know, so you couldn't see it. I'm sitting at the stop sign on 3rd, and these girls hit this chunk of metal in the middle of the road.
Oh, my. Wow.
They popped their tire, you know, moved over to the side, and I'm sitting there, you know, I called the cops. I was all worried about them and stuff. You could see from where I was sitting that they were, like, young girls probably in high school, right?
Uh-huh.
Freaking out. And so the girls are getting out of the car trying to move the metal so that nobody else will hit it and somebody else does, and keeps driving. Didn't even stop to see if those girls were okay.
Jeez.
Nothing. All these people just, oh, man, you know, these two little girls sitting on the side of the road, pop tire in the freezing cold, caught crying, and all these people are just driving by.
Jeez.
Even the people that hit it, too, they just kept on going.
So did you get out and talk to them, or you just called the cops? And
no, I whipped back around and got out to make sure they were okay, and their dad was coming to help them. I told them the cops were on the way, and
and they go, the cops!
No,
they called the fuzz! We gotta get out of here! We got pot in this car!
No, they were pretty grateful and real nice about it.
That was nice of you.
So bad. I felt so bad for them, but what's the matter with people? Why can't people stop and make sure people are okay? Especially when it's obviously, like, you know, two little girls aren't gonna stab anybody or anything.
Well, you never know. They might have knives.
They could.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody does stop anymore.
I know.
I'm kind of curious to maybe break down sometime, because I've never really had a good breakdown in a while.
Yeah.
Like, the last time that not an emotional breakdown.
On
a basis, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
But the last time we had a breakdown was in high school. We were driving this 1985 GMC two-tone brown pickup truck that died at the bottom of a hill. And we had to go to these people's house. And, like, can we use your phone and call our mom and everything? You know, cell phones weren't around then.
Right.
And we went in there, and I was having stomach issues, and proceeded to go ahead and probably bring in one of the most offensive things ever into someone's bathroom seconds later. So I like to recount that story for everybody. It was like, can I use your restroom? Come out, like, all sweaty. Oh, thanks. Don't go in there for about 10 minutes. But yeah, no, nobody stops anymore. That's a very good point.